I can't believe how fast time goes, dude. Like,
what do you mean?
I mean, just here in Christmas in Hollis, like, there's Christmas trees up, Thanksgiving's Thursday.
They say time flies when you're having fun, so the way this season has gone, I guess we're having fun somewhere else, I guess. I don't know.
You got to create your own fun, dude. Yeah. Commanders just sent out the media schedule for the week. They usually close the locker room on Thanksgiving. I don't blame them. They make everybody available Wednesday. So we're going to have a long day Wednesday, Thursday. Will be pretty quick, I'm guessing, letting everybody enjoy their turkey day. One thing that's interesting here on the media schedule, Dan Quinn's going to talk today at 3:30. I'm getting people texting me, is Jaden going to play this week? Certainly NBC and the NFL are hoping so, because they did not flex that game out of Sunday Night Football.
They did not.
DQ, if I had to guess, will provide. I don't know how he'll handle it, because in past, he's done both. He's done the "we'll find out as the week progresses" dance. He's done the "it's going to be Marcus" dance, and he's done the "it's going to be Jaden" dance. So we're just going to have to wait and see. On the media schedule, however, Wednesday, November 26th, TBD QB will be available after practice in the media annex. So we'll see.
All right.
Now, yesterday was a really good slate of football games. It was just a lot of fun to kind of be a football fan and watch those games. Giants-Lions was wild. The Giants have now fired their D coordinator because they just keep coughing up these fourth quarter leads. Colts-Chiefs, hell of a comeback from the Chiefs. Titans with a nifty little backdoor cover. Appreciate you, Tennessee. But the best game of the day, I would say, was Eagles-Cowboys. Just as a football fan watching that game, it was a good game.
It was. I mean, you look at the Eagles came out like they were finna roll them. But let me tell you, man, somebody's about to get paid. And I know he's been on his best behavior. I don't know if Pickett's going to stay like this once he get that money, but dude been balling. He's a bad man, though.
George Pickens?
He's a bad man.
He is a bad man. He really is.
The ball just got to be in his area. He's going to get it.
He finished yesterday with 9 catches for 146 yards and a touchdown.
And it was one of them.
What do you make of CD's consistent drops against the Eagles?
Hey, man, he's worried about getting hit by somebody, I guess. You know, it's like some people you play games. Listen, just like when T.O. would play against Washington.
He knew Sean was back
he
there.
He would never stretch his arms all the way out because he felt that 21 was coming to do something to him. And I don't know who hit CD somewhere with the Eagles before, but he seems to be worried about it all the time because he seems to be looking upfield before the ball is tucked away.
I mean, the one in the end zone was unbelievable. It went right through him. Like I played a lot of catch this weekend with a 6-year-old. Sometimes it goes right through her arms. She's not an incredibly highly paid NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
So as that game was going on, so Philly jumps out early. It's 21-0. Looks like it's going to be a boat race. All the memes of Jerry looking depressed in the box are going around. And then Dallas is able to claw back in it. They get the good touchdown drive at the end of the second quarter to make it 21-7 at halftime. That was the touchdown that Pickens caught. Pickens was outrageous throughout this game. And then it was all Dallas late in this thing. And I think they made some kind of dumb coaching decisions, but whatever. It all worked out. And so I'm watching with my 6-year-old, and she kept asking me, Daddy, who? She always wants to root for whoever I'm rooting for. I imagine at some point in her life, that'll change, and she'll want to root against whoever I'm rooting for.
And she'll get a boyfriend. He's going to dislike the team you like.
Yo, take it easy.
She's going to start going for the team.
I'm not here for boyfriend talk. Speaking of our daughters, happy birthday to Maya.
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, I saw it today on Instagram.
Yeah, her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Maya Mitchell. So in years past, when there's games like this, Eagles, Cowboys, and ideally you focus on one or the other for playoff ramifications, right? It's like, well, it's better for Washington if Dallas can beat Philly so Washington can maybe climb back in the division race. Or, okay, it's better for Philly to knock Dallas out so Washington has a firmer grasp on the wild card spot. At 3-8, dude, there's no playoff ramifications involved here. So I enjoyed watching a good football game, but I hate both teams. And I don't know what to tell my 6-year-old who you're rooting for, because I hate both of them. I think Philly,
has call me next time. I'll tell who to cheer
so
for.
So who are you? So you were with Dallas yesterday?
Hell no.
So you were with Philly.
I would never cheer for Dallas.
Right.
Philly gave me money. I got to cheer for them over Dallas.
You have a unique perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Philly's given me nothing but heartburn. Philly's given me nothing. It's the most stabby city in America. The people of Philadelphia don't particularly like me. I wouldn't like it if you keep calling them stabby. Well, walk around. Stop giving away methadone outside
City Hall.
I never
have a problem when I walk out there.
You and I are in different positions in the city of Philadelphia. So we were texting on the group thread last night, what is going to happen here? And I think it spawned a good poll question, and I want to open the phones. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day. Who were you rooting for yesterday, the Eagles or the Cowboys? It's a simple question, but it's a complicated answer. The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I will open the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It was a Commanders bye week. You weren't watching Burgundy and Gold football. The playoffs are non-existent. You're not rooting for one side or the other to help your playoff cause. Who the hell were you rooting for? Eagles, Cowboys, best game of the day, national broadcast. We'll start with Jeffrey. Jeff, who were you rooting for yesterday in that game?
I was just rooting for some good football, JP. When I was watching it, my boy Hazy, he's a Cowboys fan. He was like, yo, I know y'all rooting for us today to upset. I'm like, man, I can never root for y'all. Let's just hope it's a good game. And we got a good game yesterday. We got a good game. I couldn't bring myself to root for anybody. I wasn't even interested in football this week because we weren't playing. This feels weird coming in here, not a winner, not a loser on a Monday, even though we go through it every year. But
Can I help you with something?
What?
Should you – Commanders had a bye week, so should you need interest in football? That's where gambling comes in, buddy.
You're right. I should have gambled.
You know
yesterday.
Who was sitting Cowboys plus three? This guy. we are lucky to have. Does anyone know where White Bryant is?
Hold one
second. Is he injured?
I don't know.
Okay, we know.
I haven't seen him.
I can't hear a word you're saying, Jeff.
My bad. I thought I pressed the button all the way. One of his friends got married or something. That's why he's gone.
Congratulations
today
to White Bryant's friend. I don't think they're getting married
today
on Monday.
Today is Monday. That happened on Saturday or Friday. Get your ass back to work Monday.
But we have Mike Maher sitting in here, the king of 1757. Mikey, who were you rooting for yesterday?
I was pulling for the Cowboys just because I hate the Eagles with a burning passion. I had no rooting interest, though. I was gambling on other stuff, but that game specifically I didn't touch because I just wasn't confident in anything.
Okay. I don't know that there's a wrong answer, right? For B, it's obviously Philly. You had great 3-year run up there.
Yep.
Almost went to a Super Bowl, made a lot of money. I get it for Brian. Everybody else, this is uncharted, weird territory here. Professor Landini, what were you doing, Eagles, Cowboys?
Oh, definitely the Cowboys. The Eagles should be the most hated team for the Commanders. Only old people think it's the Cowboys.
The Eagles have become far more relevant.
Landfield was cheering for the Eagles just last
That's
year.
That's true. They were his team.
It was his team.
When you came back to the Skins when...
They came back last year after they sold the
after
team.
After Dan
yeah,
sold.
Yeah. But he didn't choose Dallas. He chose the Eagles when he went to cheer for another team.
It's true.
Think about that.
Now, I did point this out in the text thread. Our good friend Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue was a Cowboys fan his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Then decided to hop on the Commanders bandwagon. And now the Commanders are bad. I kind of think it's Donnie's fault. Go back to Dallas.
Nah, he'll be all right. They're going to be okay.
All right, we're going to let people on the phones answer. My guy Chris is in Arlington. Chris, who were you rooting for yesterday, dude?
Hey, I'm a Commanders fan, but I was rooting for the Eagles yesterday. Those uniforms took me back to when I was growing up in Delaware. We had the Eagles game pretty much predominantly. So I was a huge Randall Cunningham fan. And those
Randall
uniforms definitely took me back. So.
The Kelly Greens are dope.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, Chris, appreciate you, buddy.
All right, man.
Chris calling from a submarine. I don't say many nice things about Philadelphia or the Eagles. They're obviously a good team. They have a loaded roster. The Kelly Greens are dope.
Yeah.
That Did you ever get to play in those? Did they do throwbacks then?
No.
Let's go to Cairo out in Ashburn. Cairo, who were you rooting for yesterday, Eagles, Cowboys?
I was rooting for the Cowboys. I think when it comes to division games that we have no stakes in, we got to root against the better team simply because misery loves company.
Fair enough, dog. Appreciate you. Well, the Eagles lost yesterday, and the Rams look fantastic. Mm-hmm. The Rams rolled last night in Sunday Night Football, and now
the Rams are helping you out a little bit on your Super Bowl prediction, but your Bills, bro. They look like they're going the other direction.
You're not wrong on that one.
Still got to worry about those people from the barbecue place.
Sure. Getting some tweets in. Vinny Oz says, unfortunately, I was rooting for the Cowboys. Brad Stauffer says, I'm the Eagles fan that was the first caller after the Giants debacle. I still need Kevin Petullo fired directly into the sun. Defense can't hold up when they're always on the field. The Eagles offense makes no sense. Right? Like, it can be explosive, and then it's just stagnant.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Jaden's got to get to the point where he just, look, man, he could throw the ball. And this, win the game, bro. What, he had almost 300-some yards passing yesterday, did he not?
Hurts?
Yeah. Or 289, something like that.
Yeah. His totals were pretty good. I think he should run more. He finished with 289 and a touchdown.
Yeah, but like, he can hurt, he can break you back with the run.
Dude, you got to
run and get down.
You got to give Jerry a little credit. The trade for Quinnen Williams has really helped them. I mean, Saquon has been such a beast throughout his tenure.
But say
10 Saquon, carries for 22 yesterday.
Yeah, Saquon was great last year. If Saquon rushed for well over 300 time carries, and it has been proven in the NFL where the guy that runs that many times as he did last year, the next year they are down. And when we talked to, who was the guy we talked to from the Eagles, from Philadelphia, where he said, well, the offensive line is not as good the next year either. The Eagles' offensive line has not been nowhere close to what they were.
I'm going to hit one more call. Yeah, Rudy's in Laurel. Rudy, who were you rooting for yesterday, Eagles, Cowboys?
Well, I wasn't rooting for any team, to be honest, but I was going for Jake Ferguson. He won me my fantasy league. I just needed two more extra points, and there we go. Let's go.
There you go.
For the Rams defense. Let's go.
Appreciate you, dude.
All right, brother.
Like, fantasy, gambling, that's what gets you through yesterday.
Yeah.
Alcohol, chicken wings.
Gumbo got me through yesterday.
Yeah, well, we got to hear about the gumbo. Yeah. We're going to keep these phone lines going. We're going to go.
Jeff messed up.
All over the NFL. The question is simple. The game of the day yesterday was Philly versus Dallas. Both those teams suck if you're a Washington fan. Who are you rooting for? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.